From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Burial services will take place July 11th in Arcata for a Korean War veteran from Eureka who's now been identified by the Defense Department. 23-year-old Army Sergeant First Class Eldon Justice was killed during the Korean War and accounted for on April 16th this year. He'd been reported as MIA in December 1950. To identify his remains, scientists used dental and anthropological analysis as well as material evidence. Affordable Homeless Housing Alternatives has received close to $100,000 in grant money for a custom-made trailer with three portable bathrooms, sinks, and toilets for use by the homeless. The money comes from the state's Business, Consumer Services, and Housing Agency's Homeless Emergency Aid Program. Officials with the group tell Lost Coast Outpost that hygiene is one of the pressing needs of those without a permanent place to live. The group will also purchase a vehicle to haul the 22-foot-long trailer. The group hopes to be able to offer between 50 and 60 showers per week. Gray water generated from the trailers can be used to water lawns or gardens. A man under arrest after a drug bust this week. On Wednesday, detectives with the Eureka Police Department were conducting proactive surveillance on the south end of Broadway. They observed a warrant suspect, 61-year-old Matthew Vogt of Eureka, enter a motel room in the 4200 block of Broadway. He exited the motel a short time later and was confronted by detectives. He was taken into custody on a felony warrant without incident. During a search of his possessions, they found suspected methamphetamine packaged for sale. He was taken to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility and booked on numerous violations. Also on Wednesday, a Fortuna detective recovered 2 pounds of meth during a routine traffic stop on Riverwalk Drive in Fortuna. While on patrol, Detective Brian Taylor saw the driver of a Honda make a traffic violation. Upon making contact, he noticed the smell of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. While speaking with the driver and passenger, an investigator from the Humboldt County DA's office was in the immediate area. Because the officer smelled marijuana during the traffic stop, a canine officer was requested and signaled that it sensed the presence of narcotics. During a search, 2 packages were located in a duffel bag in the back area of the car, determined to contain meth. The driver, 18-year-old Angelica Villalobos of Fortuna, interviewed and released at the scene. Her passenger, 23-year-old Miguel Villalobos of Fortuna, arrested for transportation for sale of a controlled substance. Summer, nearly in full swing, campgrounds open, barbecues grilling, and time for the 45th annual Kids Fish Lake Derby. It'll happen Saturday, June 22nd at Fish Lake. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.